Well, good Sunday morning to you. It is February 10, 2013. Welcome to another News and Focus program coming to you from Fayetteville, North Carolina, Berean Baptist Church. We're looking at an article entitled Jellyfish Christianity, posted on the ChristianPost.com blogs. And the article, or the short paragraphs, there's one, two, three, five of them, are written by J.C. Riley. J.C. Riley, I've taken a moment to pull up what Wikipedia has to say about J.C. Riley. I want to give you just a moment of introductory information. John Charles Riley, born in 1816, died in 1900, was the first Anglican bishop of Liverpool, So now we're talking about Church of England. And before you turn off the podcast, wait until you hear what this man wrote well over 100 years ago. Riley was born in England, educated at Eton and at Christ Church, Oxford, where he was a Craven Scholar in 1836. He was an athlete who rode and played cricket for Oxford, where he took a first-class degree in grace and was offered a college fellowship, that is to say a teaching position, which he declined. He was the son of a wealthy banker who was destined for a career in politics before choosing a path of ordained ministry. While hearing Ephesians 2 read in church in 1838, he felt a spiritual awakening and was ordained by Bishop Sumner in Winchester 4 years later. For 38 years, he was the parish vicar, first at Helmingham and later at Stradbroke in Suffolk. He became a leader of the Evangelical Party in the Church of England and was noted for his doctrinal essays and polemic writings. Okay, so this is the J.C. Riley that we want to hear from this morning for our edification. The article begins, "Some words are written down and are here for a day and then gone. Other words are so pointed, so perfect, that they stand for many years. J.C. Riley is a man who wrote many books and pamphlets and sermons that are as powerful and relevant today as they were in the 19th century." Now think about this. We are in the 21st century. All right, let's get started. Riley writes, "Dislike of dogma is an epidemic which is just now doing great harm, and especially among young people. It produces what I must venture to call a, quote, jellyfish, end quote, Christianity in the land. That is, a Christianity without bone or muscle or power. A jellyfish is a pretty and graceful object when it floats in the sea, contracting and expanding like a little delicate transparent umbrella. Yet the same jellyfish, when cast on the shore, is a mere helpless lump, without capacity for movement, self-defense, or self-preservation. Alas, it is a vivid type of a much of the religion of this day, of which the leading principle is no dogma, no distinct tenets, no positive doctrine. We have hundreds of jellyfish clergymen who seem not to have a single bone in their body of divinity. They have not definite opinions. They belong to no school or party. They are so afraid of extreme views that they have no views at all. We have thousands of jellyfish sermons preached every year, sermons without an edge or a point or a corner, smooth as billiard balls, awakening no sinner and edifying no saint. We have legions of jellyfish young men annually turned out from our universities, armed with a few scraps of second-hand philosophy, who think it a mark of cleverness and intellect to have no decided opinions about anything in religion, and to be utterly unable to make up their minds as to what is Christian truth. They live, apparently, in a state of suspense, like Muhammad's babe coffin, hanging between heaven and earth, and last. Worst of all, we have myriads of jellyfish worshippers, respectable, church-going people who have no distinct and definite views about any point in theology. They cannot discern things that differ any more than colorblind people can distinguish colors. They think everybody is right and nobody is wrong. Everything is true and nothing is false. All sermons are good and none are bad. Every clergyman is sound and no clergyman is unsound. They are tossed to and fro like children by every wind of doctrine, often carried away by any new excitement and sensational movement, ever ready for new things because they have no firm grasp on the old, and utterly unable to render a reason of the hope that is in them. Never was it so important for laymen to hold systematic views of truth and for ordained ministers to enunciate dogma very clearly and distinctively in their teaching. Well, that was an outstanding, exceptionally outstanding assessment of 21st century Christianity. And clearly, the leader of the jellyfish is Joel Osteen. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.